Crypto longs bleed 1.5B in forced liquidations. Since May 25th, more than $1.5 billion in long positions have been liquidated since May 25th, according to a May 30th post from Cointelegraph. The tally covers a five-day stretch in which leveraged bulls were repeatedly stopped out, even as headline spot prices barely moved. That gap between price and pain is the story. As of May 30, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $73,047, down 0.36% on the day and 1.53% over the week. Ether sits at $2,013, essentially flat at 0.14% in 24 hours. The market is not crashing. It is grinding sideways while leverage positions get peeled off one tranche at a time. A slow squeeze, not a single crash. Most liquidation headlines describe one violent candle, a number like $240 million wiped in 15 minutes. This is the opposite shape. Spread $1.5 billion across five sessions and you get a steady drip of margin calls rather than a single cliff. Traders who keep re-entering longs into a market that refuses to trend up are getting ground down by funding costs and shallow dips that still reach their liquidation price. The Fear and Greed Index reads 33, firmly in fear, as of May 30th. That sentiment lines up with the price action. BNB is the lone outlier in the majors, up 5.28% on the day to $670, while XRP gained 1.58% to $1.34, and Solana drifted 0.18% lower to $82.17. None of those moves is large enough to explain 1.5B in losses on its own. The damage is concentrated in leverage, where a 2% to 3% adverse move against a 10x position is fatal. The mechanics behind the number A liquidation is not a voluntary sale. When a leveraged trader's margin can no longer cover an open position, the exchange force closes it at market. In a thin order book, those forced sells push price down further, which triggers the next batch of liquidations. The cascade feeds itself until the over-leveraged side is cleared out. What makes the current run unusual is how little spot conviction is behind it. Cumulative spot volume has been falling for months, and prior reporting put Bitcoin spot volume down sharply from its October 2025 peak. With fewer real buyers and sellers setting price, derivatives traders are effectively trading against each other, and the more aggressive side keeps losing. A flat tape is not a safe tape when most of the open interest is borrowed. Leverage, not price direction, decided who got hurt. Holders who own crypto outright are looking at a quiet week. Down a percent or two, nothing more. Leveraged longs in the same week lost over $1.5 billion. That divergence is the practical lesson buried in the data. Position size and borrowed exposure, not the direction of spot, decided who got hurt. It also explains a behavior pattern that shows up across cycles. Rather than sell into forced liquidation wicks, many holders move balances into dollar-pegged stablecoins and keep spending from those instead of touching their core position. Spending from a stable balance during a choppy stretch sidesteps the temptation to time a volatile market, and it avoids realizing losses on assets a holder still wants to keep. For anyone weighing how to hold versus spend during weeks like this, the broader crypto card comparison lays out the custody and funding trade-offs. Watching for the flush to end liquidation cascades tend to resolve when the leverage side is finally exhausted. Once forced selling clears and funding rates reset, price often stabilizes because the marginal seller has been removed. The signal to watch is not price itself, but whether the daily liquidation figure keeps climbing or starts to fade. A shrinking daily number after a multi-day flush usually means the over-leveraged positions are mostly gone. For now, the message from the past 5 days is blunt. A market can take $1.5 billion out of one side without moving spot more than a couple of percent. The leverage did the work.